This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The thing about inflation and the consumer price index, which is our indicator of it, is that it's a systemic thing. You know, those higher prices are pretty much everywhere in this economy. Broad-based is what economists actually say. And that is one of the reasons that the CPI is used as a reference point for a whole slew of federal programs, everything from Social Security to SNAP benefits and even school meal programs. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher takes it from there.
Julie Helmy in Beaverton, Oregon, says her monthly Social Security benefits just don't keep up with rising expenses.
Every year it gets a little bit harder.
For some retirees like Helmy, inflation is outpacing benefit checks. Take rent. She says hers has gone up $155 a month since the start of the pandemic, roughly a 13% increase. Helmy says she's scraping by from her benefit checks.
I just try to sell off more of my belongings and stuff that I own.
In normal times, adjusting for inflation once a year works fine, says Alicia Monell, who directs the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
The concern, in my view, is that it stays at this sort of 6% level for another year.
Monell says there'll be another adjustment next fall if prices keep going up. But in the meantime, Social Security benefits lag. One of the biggest expenses for many people is food. Bacon, for example, costs 21% more this year. Coffee, up 7.5%.
I'm not surprised that food inflation is continuing to rise.
Connell Follenkamp is an economics professor at Duke University. He says prices for food producers are up too.
From the food ingredients themselves, to the tin cans and other packaging they put it in, to the transportation.
And for people on programs like SNAP, rising food costs often translate to difficult choices at the grocery store, says Elaine Waxman at the Urban Institute.
It makes it much more difficult to bring home the same amount of food that they're used to getting.
She says an inflation adjustment, not just year to year, but maybe month to month, would help. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.